It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Egypt today, supporters of embattled President Hosni Mubarak have taken to the streets in numbers not seen until now. And in Cairo, there were clashes with demonstrators seeking the president's ouster. This despite a statement from the army, which is a voice of authority, telling Egyptians it's time for demonstrators to go home and help the nation get back to normal. This comes as the government begins loosening restrictions. The evening curfew has been relaxed and internet services are back on. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us now from Cairo's Tahrir Square, which has been at the epicenter of days of protests. And Lulu, what is the situation right now there around you?
It is extremely chaotic, Renee. I don't know if you can hear the crowds, but there is a face-off between pro-Mubarak supporters who have been trying to push into Tahrir Square, Liberation Square, the epicenter of the anti-Mubarak protests. I have seen wounded people being taken past me. The two sides have been flinging stones at each other and other projectiles, and they are now right in front of me facing off. The pro-Mubarak supporters trying to push in, the anti-Mubarak supporters pushing back, and the army sitting back and not doing anything to intervene.
And is this a sort of violence that also has not been seen before?
No, we have not seen scenes like this before. In the early part of these protests, we saw scenes of the anti-Mubarak protesters clashing with police. These are citizens clashing against citizens. I have been all over the city today. I have seen pro-Mubarak groups walking the streets, heading towards Tahrir Square. It seems that they are also very well organized. And a chance to say that this is an American-backed revolution and that they want Mubarak to restore security. Clearly, the government here pushing back against days and days of protests that have pretty much completely paralyzed this city and this country.
Now, have you been able to ask people, in a sense, what they're thinking? For a while there, it looked like things had calmed down and even people were maybe taking a break.
Yesterday, the protests were extremely peaceful and the protesters really felt that they had momentum on their side. Hosni Mubarak then coming out and saying that he was going to see out his term but not seek re-election. The crowd felt that that was a victory but not enough. And so we've seen protesters come out here today. Now you have the pro-Mubarak demonstrators saying that they want Mubarak to remain in power. They want stability. And clearly, the two sides are facing off, and it has gotten extremely ugly.
So that call to return home didn't calm people. It, in fact, kind of the opposite. It seems to have set some people off wondering whose side the army is on and maybe not on the protesters' side.
The army has always been a bit of a wild card, quite frankly. You know, at the beginning and throughout this, the protesters felt that the army was on their side. They've made a statement today clearly backing the transition, and backing the government position. And now we have these groups of people facing each other off. These are two, Egyptians versus Egyptians. It's not clear if the pro-Mubarak groups are organized by the government and have been sent out deliberately. It's very chaotic and it's very unclear what the situation is at the moment.
Now, one thing, the internet is back on, has been back on when it had been shut off by Mubarak's regime for days. What is there any sense that that has anything to do with this turn of events?
Well, I think the government's done a few things. They've turned the internet back on. You have the statement from the military saying, it's time to calm things down. Let's get back to work. And then they've also eased the curfew by a few hours. And I think what they want to do is show that things are back to normal, that, the protesters' demands have been met, and it's business as usual in Egypt. Unfortunately, I'm standing in the middle of Tahrir Square, and that is simply not the case.
So it all sounds highly volatile. Is there any sense of where this is leading?
It's really not clear at the moment where this is leading at all. Again, the situation right in front of me is extremely chaotic. One side, thousands of anti-Mubarak demonstrators. On the other, thousands of pro-Mubarak demonstrators coming together and no one separating them at all.
We will keep following this as it moves along. Thank you for calling us. Just take care of yourself there in the middle of that crowd.
Thank you.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro speaking to us from Liberation Square in Cairo.